My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML, fix my life.
Denny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
Oh, so Kenny's back into the golfing realm, apparently.
Well, I was, and now I want to talk about something completely different. I was going to be like, hey, should I get comfortable golfing with other people? Even though, because I dreaded this moment on Saturday for the longest time, of golfing in a golf outing, knowing I'm a terror. I had the best round I've had in years, and I'm still the worst golfer, I think, on the course on Saturday. That says something. And I wanted to golf again, and then, like, we go to break, and something about Lima, you don't lock the door to the bathroom when you go to the bathroom?
No, never. Unless I'm going number two, no. If I'm doing a quick pit stop, it's always been...
Yeah, but I'm talking the work bathroom. Yeah. Here, you never lock that door?
I've never locked that door.
Are you insane?
I'm always in and out, less than 20 seconds.
Well, we know you don't like going to public places. I get that. Now, yeah. This is semi-public because it's a workplace restroom. How do you not lock the door?
I've just never done it. I've never felt the need to.
Like, people barge right through there. Even if the light's on, they're going to check that door handle and see if it's locked. That's how people know someone's in there.
It's weird. If I see the door shut, I've never even taken a step towards that.
Oh, if both doors are shut?
Yeah.
There's been a lot of... I'm not kidding. There's been a lot of times where I've given the old... And no one's been in there. Someone just closes the door behind
sometimes
them.
Sometimes people might do things that they don't want other people knowing about, and they keep the door shut afterwards.
Okay, that might be true. But
just to help the fan situation.
Okay, I didn't think about that, but there's been... I cannot tell you how many times.
I agree with you, Anthony. I've never looked at that and went, door shut, gonna go check out the thing. Yeah. But I've been in there several times where people do a little jiggle and a knock. And like,
yeah.
There's, what... 12 of us here right now, at most.
Yeah. So there's a dozen. And then there's probably people coming in on the other side. They come over here.
Well, that's the other thing, though. They're the two bathrooms over there. So
yeah,
I would
they don't use them.
Assume if the doors are shut here, you'll just run across. Because that's what I've done.
Well, I haven't done that.
Really had to go. Or we have
crossing
the access.
The bridge to the other side.
We also have the access to the bathroom down in the lobby.
Yeah, but I've never been.
There's a hidden bathroom that we have access there, to.
Yeah, that one's a good one. I ain't going to tell anybody about that one. That's a great bathroom. Ain't going to tell anybody. I just can't believe you don't lock the door behind you. How do you not lock the door behind you?
I've just never felt the need to. And even, I mean, I'll say when I had all my roommates back in the day, whether it was at Ohio State or whatever, I just never felt the need to when I'm doing that.
When I was in college, I left the door unlocked. My first year, this is at the Brown Street dorms, which now the stadium sits at, that beautiful stadium that is always, hopefully it'll be beautiful because no one goes there, so it might as well be beautiful. I was at the Brown Street dorms. I left the door unlocked. As a gag, my buddies came in, they took all my clothes and ran off with them. And so I'm there. Obviously, I didn't look like I look now, but I'm there bare ass naked. And I'm walking around, and I just decided, I was locked out of my room. They locked the door to my room, took everything. That was their big gag on me. So I'm walking up and down the hallways naked looking for anything. RA comes around. And since then, I've always locked the door. I never not locked the door. It's like, well, it's my fault. Just someone give me my clothes back. They found it. They found it behind a fire extinguisher on the second floor. But that was where it was at. And so I've always locked the door, whether it be a workplace, whether it be home. It doesn't matter. You're locking that door, especially with kids. Your kids are old enough to walk in on you now. You got to lock that door.
Well, I mean, most
lock the door.
Most boy at home too. No, because Izzy's dying to get in there and talk to us at all times.
You don't, so you like, leave so the door unlocked?
She loses her mind if she's on the other end and starts bawling and starts throwing a temper tantrum.
Oh no.
So that's why
cry all day. I don't care. I'm getting my privacy here. No, you're not walking in on this. No. No. Not at all. What are you laughing about over there? She gets mad if she can't. What?
Just you're letting the almost two-year-old run the house right now on that stuff.
It's just so much easier to get that amount of peace to where she's not losing her mind. It's worth it.
Well, that's why you want
to. I don't want eyes staring at me when I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, doesn't matter.
Eli doesn't believe in privacy. He'll walk into anywhere at any given time. And so if you don't lock the door, he's walking in. It doesn't matter what the scenario is.
I kind of think it's funny. So it's still at the adorable phase. I'm sure it'll get to a point where it's no longer
okay,
adorable.
Okay, what if she becomes 7 years old and still does it like Eli does?
Well, that's what I mean. It's not, at that point, it's just creepy and weird.
Yeah, and I tell them to get the hell out of here because it's creepy and weird.
I think with kids, there still is an adorable innocence phase when they're at the toddler age.
To some level, maybe. But I wanted to teach that. This is the difference between boys and girls. I wanted to teach that a lot earlier. Either way, I got bit by the bug. This goes right into what you're saying, where you let the two-year-old run the household. I'm never going to be able to golf with you again, is what you're telling me? Even if we're at 9 coming up in a couple of weeks, I can't scratch out 9 with you?
It is amazing. Between the grocery runs that I am doing right now, it never ends. I can't believe how often I have to leave the house. I've take both the kids, because again, she's working, but she's working from home.
Okay.
And her parents are only available during a certain amount of time. So I'd have to punt that to her. She has to take a day off. Like for me.
But you're the only person I'm comfortable golfing with.
I know, but it's just not worth her using the few days. It's not like some people get to take off as much time as they want every week out of the year. Must be nice.
That's 2 weeks off this year.
That's necessarily the case.
Name the name.
Oh, I'm not talking about you.
I thought you were talking about me. Yeah. I'm sorry about that. Let's put the safety back on. I didn't realize that.
Not everybody has the flexibility to be able to do that. Congratulations on your success. You've been able to work that in over time.
I'm not the year, by the way, so let's keep moving on there. But my whole point of it is that now I want to golf. I don't have much time myself. And before, it was easy. It had to work out perfectly for you. Because I stopped hounding you for golf last year because it's just like, this is never going to happen for me. It's over. That's it. And because it's like, all right, this golf outing, it's a good cause. I do have one bit of time here because I took last week off. So I'm like, I'm going to be in the golf outing. That's fine. And I told you, I was dreading it the entire week. I was dreading it the last week I was on with you guys. The whole week it was in the back of my head going, here comes Saturday. Whatever's going to happen.
And you had a blast.
I had a good time with everybody else. It made me feel better that the one guy who was in my group was, he struggled at first and then he got the rhythm and he was much better than me. But he duffed his first tee shot, so everything was fine with me from then. And I kind of was able to relax. I always remember the tutelage that you and Barry gave me. And now I'm like, I just played just well enough where now I want to play.
Oh, yeah, that's so funny. You did the
thing. Just good enough.
You did exactly what I've done so many times, which is root for another guy to be terrible.
Yes.
But then what you realize is, okay, most people that are terrible are also really slow, and it can ruin the round.
No, I play very fast.
So I should not be rooting for somebody to be terrible. I should just accept the fact that I'm not that good, but play fast.
I think it did help me a little bit that I did bother to take a couple of practice swings. And there was one swing that I swung and I didn't hit, and we made a joke of it being a practice swing.
That's normal.
But everything else went well. What I'm asking you, are you telling me I should just accept new partners? That sounds weird. New golfing buddies.
Unfortunately, I think for a while
for the next decade or so.
That's just going to be the way it is. I can't see a window where I'm even able to get out.
You make it so much easier, though. You don't care. Your teaching is so good. You drive. I don't have to drive the cart. He insists on driving. It's just like my parents back in the day. It's so easy. Don't leave me. Please.
I miss it. Please. You telling me about your weekend, it got me wanting to do it again. But it's just I have to like do this 4 weeks out to be able to get the window.
What's the godfather doing? He can't watch the kids. He's supposed to be a godfather. I'm not the godfather. You should be able to go golf with me while the godfather watches him. That was the whole big deal with Jim being the godfather.
Well, also, just I have no friends on the West Side right now. Barely any friends whatsoever.
You're in the Bay Village Men's Club. Find something.
They're all older. The kids are all older.
Wait a minute. The older kids can watch the younger kids. It's called babysitting, man. Yeah,
but time to join the Bay Village Babysitters Club.
I know. The wife doesn't trust anybody yet.
Soon enough, she'll be joining the Bay Village First Wives Club.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.